Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. Today's fun fact of the day has to do with Sufism. Did you know that the whirling dance or meditation of the Sufis has a very fun origin? It is believed that Rumi, a 13th century mystic, was walking to the goldsmith. On hearing the melodious clanging of the hammer, he began to dance. He started turning around in the same spot, faster and faster and faster. Soon he began to get dizzy. But at that moment, the world around him fell away. He entered a trance. He felt that he saw God. Complete peace and a feeling of ecstasy overcame him. Since then, Sufis have whirled and whirled round and round faster and faster. I'm sharing this because I had my first experience of this yesterday. I'd gone for a Sufi workshop conducted by Ziya Nath. I went in half expecting to fall flat on my face, feel dizzy and disoriented. However, there was a great feeling of peace that took over. Today, I want to talk about being open to exploring spirituality and mysticism. These are often touchy topics because our logical mind, our thinking mind, and our scientific mind don't accept it. We only believe in things we understand or we can explain. However, there's a big difference between the things we can feel and the things we can understand. Imagine this. You're a human 5,000 years ago. You've not figured out that the air around us is actually full of molecules of oxygen and hydrogen and nitrogen. Yet, when the wind blows, you can feel the air on your hair and skin. You can't explain how or why yet, but you felt it. This is the first step to exploring mysticism and spirituality. Learning to feel and experience things we currently do not understand. At this point, if you're a staunch logical thinker, I bet you're thinking of switching off this podcast. But wait, only a few more minutes. The truth is, we are afraid of experiencing the unknown. We have a what if something bad happens mindset. But I'm saying, what if something good happens? I know how you feel because I used to feel the same way. I used to be scared to experience and try these forms of spirituality because I had no idea if it would change me. 90% of the people who become teachers on this path have the best intentions in mind. They're not bad people. They're not crooks or confidence tricksters. But they are so passionate about what they do that they sound intimidating. And just like we focus on exercise, nutrition, sleep, I think our spiritual side is also an important element to look at. It is a part of us that we ignore, unfortunately. Just like food was food until we started learning about fats and carbohydrates and proteins, similarly, we have all experienced our spiritual side at some point or another in our lives, but we don't know what we experienced. As your habit coach, I would love for you to explore the stuff we can't understand yet. Experience Reiki, Kundalini Yoga, Satya Meditation, Access Bars, Sufi Whirling, Transcendental Meditation, Qigong, and so much more. As humans, we have always been in this search for meaning, and look at the different ways that we have created to identify it. And what I find fascinating is that all religions have a spiritual aspect to them that has gotten lost over the years. The social aspect and the belief overpower the spirituality of it, which means that spirituality, in a sense, is universal. The paths are many. So your simple habit is to become curious, just curious about spirituality. Read more about it. Start experiencing it in your life. That moment in time when you feel something that you can't understand, lean into it. Don't run away from it. I would love it if you joined a class like Reiki or meditation. But remember, leave that logical baggage outside the class and just experience it. It could leave your mind at peace. It could make your body tingle. It could make you feel joy and ecstasy. Become curious and explore. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashtin Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.